Our New Testament reading is from the book of Romans, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 25. What then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord does not count his sin. Is this blessing then only for the circumcised or also for the uncircumcised? We say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it counted to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised, he received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that righteousness would be counted to them as well, and to make him the father of the circumcised, who are not merely circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead, and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust ever made him waver concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. This is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words, "It was counted to him," were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Rick Petty from Trinity Lutheran Church, Fredericktown, and Zion Lutheran Church, Gravelton, Missouri.
God's richest grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's a word that is used today. We hear so much from pulpits, from advertising campaigns for congregations, and that word is relevant. Is the sermon relevant that you are about to hear? Is the congregation doing that work that is relevant to you? When was it that the church made God's word relevant? Is it not relevant in itself? Well, in our text this day, in Romans chapter 4, Paul would seem to believe that God's word is, in fact, relevant in itself. Listen to what he writes. To him who does not work but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come to the law, but through the righteousness of faith, because the law brings about wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Paul here makes it very clear, as he continues that lesson from chapter 3, that the law accuses everyone, both Jew and Gentile, for the law always accuses. And yet the solution is not in more law, but it is in Jesus Christ. That is why a Lutheran theologian from an earlier period, he wrote, the law says do this, and it is never done. The gospel says believe this, and it is already done. Gerhard Ferdy here, wants to say that in Christ Jesus, through faith in him, him who kept the law for us, for you, now it has been satisfied. Therefore, we stand before the Heavenly Father justified through faith in Jesus Christ. But what was so important was that this achievement was not done through any work of ourselves, whether Jew or Gentile. That is Paul's point in Romans chapter 4. For whether Jew or Gentile, we are saved in exactly the same way, through faith in Jesus Christ. For as Paul goes on to say, the words it was counted to him were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him, who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Now, if that isn't relevant, I do not know what is. How much more relevant could God's word be? Whether Jew or Gentile, we are saved through faith in Jesus Christ alone. It is God who brings about that deliverance, not ourselves. And the great danger that Paul wrote against, both for Jew and Gentile, to the Christians in Rome and to those Christians in Galatia and Colossae, was that the minute we begin to think that it is we ourselves who accomplish salvation, we have denied Christ. So this is not a minor issue. This is not a fine point of academic discussion. But the fact that we are saved by grace alone, without any works on our part, is not some simple discussion for academicians or theologians, but for all Christians. That is why Paul wrote in Galatians 5, you are severed from Christ, you who would be justified by the law, you have fallen away from grace. Within God's word, there is no segregation, whether Jew or Gentile, male or free. No matter where you come from, the color of your skin, your ethnicity, your economic situation, before God the Father, through faith in Jesus Christ, you are justified, declared righteous, holy in his sight. That is the great good news that Paul would tell us today, even as he told those Christians in Rome. Talk about relevant. What could be more relevant than salvation through faith in Jesus Christ? That is why Paul would go on to write in Galatians 3, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. How sad it is that today there is so much segregation going on based upon personal taste, self-interest. No. Before God, there is only one thing that matters: faith in Jesus Christ, his Son. That newborn king that we just celebrated on Christmas, it is through him whom one is baptized in, redeemed, and now through his righteousness, his perfect life, God the Father counts you as righteous, holy. No pastor makes God's word relevant. No congregation makes God's word relevant. God's word is relevant because it is that word that brings salvation in Jesus Christ, our newborn King. May God, our Heavenly Father, in his Son, Jesus Christ, give you that great assurance that through faith in him, you are counted as righteous and holy, redeemed in the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus Christ, amen.
We thank Pastor Rick Petty from Trinity Lutheran Church Fredericktown and Zion Lutheran Church Gravelton, Missouri for today's meditation on God's Word.